kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's the...
They call it stuffed bread again.
Okay. The kind you buy in the store, you would call that what?
Well, you buy both of them in the store.
Okay.
See, you can buy self-rising and homemade. I call it homemade. Self-rising is all you do is make it up, put a little milk in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in the store and float up.
Uh-huh.
And homemade, you make it up, probably water. Still got to put the egg on.
Mm-hmm.
At least we used to put no eggs in. Now they put the eggs in it and a little salt. And probably sit in the store and they won't rise as high as self-rising.
Uh-huh.
That was called homemade.
Okay. The kind you buy in the store, would you ever call that store-bought bread?
Yeah, I would say that.
Store-bought or store-bought?
Store-bought, I would say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Let me see, what about a kind that's round like this with a hole in the center?
I don't know about that.
Okay. What about sometimes in the morning, you make up a batter and you fry three or four of them and you have them with syrup and...
No, thank you.
Okay. Then, okay. Then if you wanted to know how much flour somebody bought, the weight of it, you know, you'd say, she went to the store and she bought two, what?
2 pounds, 5 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the stuff you talk about rising, the stuff that makes it rise, is,
mm-hmm.
you call that what?
Self-rising, right?
Okay.
It's probably not a name for it, though.
That other stuff, you get it in a little cake like that?
Yeah.
Yeast or yeast?
It got to be yeast. It can't be yeast, I know, because...
Yeast?
Yeah, it's probably... It can't be yeast, I know, because yeast can go in something different.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The inside part of an egg, that's...
The yellow nut.
Okay, the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call that ever anything else, just the yellow?
Probably got a name for it. I just call it yellow.
Okay.
At least it got the white with it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be another name for it, though, isn't it?
Okay. Okay. But the if you cook them in water, then you call them
boil.
Okay. And the kind where if you break them open and let them drop into the water, then you call them.
Boiling? No, not boiling. Boiling, you got to come on. I never seen them like that.
Okay. If you cook them in a frying pan, then they're called?
Fried eggs.
Okay. And the usually with your eggs in the morning, you have what else?
Grits and probably a piece of bacon or something.
Okay. When you talk about bacon, what would you use? What would you have besides bacon? If it doesn't have as much lean in it as bacon, then you call it what?
Fatback.
Fatback?
Mm-hmm.
What about if it's sort of halfway between bacon and fatback?
I never thought. I never seen that before.
Okay. Streak-a-lean?
Streak-a-lean, right.
Streak-a-lean?
Sure.
Yeah, what if you take some meat like that and they hang it in a smokehouse for a long while, then they call it what kind of meat?
Smoked meat.
Okay. And the kind that you might have in the morning on a little patty like that, a little round patty,
mm-hmm.
what do you call that?
No round patty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage, yeah. Well, what do you mean when you talk about sausage? You mean like the link kind of things or the patty kind?
The patty kind. Or the link kind, either one.
Either one, mm-hmm. the sausage. Okay. Now, the man who makes that, you call him a... man who kills the hogs. And
butcher.
Okay. If the meat's been kept too long, okay, you say it's done what?
fall.
Okay. And after they butcher a hog, what do they make with the meat from its head?
Well, sometimes we make hash or Mom used to make it every now. I mean every Christmas. What you call it?
Head cheese.
Well, it's head cheese, but we got it spice, right?
Okay.
We got no name for
okay.
it.
Okay. South?
South meat. That was
South meat.
South meat.
Okay. Okay, then you ever see another kind where you maybe take some head cheese or souse meat and mix it up with some cornmeal and fry that up?
Sure will.
Okay. You say meat is kept too long, it's spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
If butter is kept too long, it's...
Well, it ain't flowing in milk, I guess.
Okay. If what about milk? If milk's kept too long, then it's
sour. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go sour. They used to let milk go sour like that.
Keep it